This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Our producer spotlight today, sponsored by the National Dairy Producers Organization. We welcome Minnesota dairy farmer Deborah Mills, also the board secretary for NDPO. Deborah, thank you for joining us today. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I actually became a dairy farmer when I married my husband, Kent, in 1989. And we farmed with my husband's parents for 19 years. And then in 2008, we purchased our own dairy farm just a little bit north of Lake City. We have three daughters, so there will be the fifth generation of the Mills family that are dairy farmers. But my husband, Kent, and I will be the first generation to pass our dairy on and land to their children. So we're excited about transitioning to the next generation and focusing on producing high-quality milk with excellent components.
Looking back to 1989 and the dairy industry.
In the 80s and 90s, really, we had the more traditional dairy farm. Ironically, in 2008, when we expanded to 270 cows, you know, at times almost 300, we were actually invited to the large producers cooperative meeting. And in just that short amount of time between 2008 and now 2021, we're actually considered a small dairy farm that would have been the size of in the 1980s. So it's really interesting how the growth due to the consolidation of the processors and how the small dairy farm is now considered to be 1,000 or 1,200 cows, whereas we were a large farm at 300 cows just 14 years ago. So yeah, it is interesting how the dynamics of the industry and how we have merged from being national producers to processors wanting to be global. And that has not benefited the dairy farmer at all. It was much better when prices were more stable, when our cooperatives were focusing on regional markets. And even when our cooperatives had merged in the late 90s and early 2000s into national markets, it's really when we got into this globalization. Say 2014, we made a lot of export money and the farm gate prices did reflect the amount of exports that we were creating. What has happened since then is while we're continuing to increase our exports in volume and in value, the gap between the farm gate price and those increases in exports has not kept up pace. So we're really, you know, starting to see producers in the last several years actually producing milk and selling it for below cost of production, and how these farms are hanging on waiting for that market that increase our farm gate price, which is really not happening. We're just dipping into the equity.
To have that high quality milk, it sounds like, is very important for your bottom line.
Absolutely. It is absolutely important. We have always treasured our dairy farm, and we really feel that it is our mission to provide people with high-quality dairy products and food, and we just really take a lot of pride in achieving that. So there's a lot of work to be done, I believe, in rebuilding our independent processors that could really take care of our small and mid-sized farmers. And that, and in turn, rebuild the local economies, because that small farmer with that independent processor can fill that demand being generated from the consumer wanting to buy directly from the farmer. And so we have that whole new emerging marketplace. People really are finding that farmers produce a very high quality product, and they also produce a really great tasting product because it's so fresh versus what they can get out of a grocery store.
And you've been a board member with NDPO since 2019?
Well, yeah. What I like about National Dairy Producers Organization is that they are dairymen working with dairymen and not politicians. They have the solutions to changing the market, the culture and practices at the cooperative level, and that will dramatically improve dairy farmer sustainability and profitability. So, you know, just contact anyone on the NDPO board, and we'll be happy to assist the dairy farmers to be actively engaged with their cooperative management to balance the milk supply with profitable marketplace demand.
Our thanks to Deborah Mills, Minnesota dairy farmer and NDPO board secretary. More at NationalDairyProducersOrganization.com.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Tomorrow it's our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins from the University of Illinois. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.